This is Lunch on Live 89.5. Great to have your company. Finally, I've worked out how to do this. On Saturday, I met a remarkable man. He's a Moroccan artist born, grew up in Toulouse, France, and he pioneered the idea of street graffiti, but did it with chickens. That's right. He's the chicken art man. He's gone from street graffiti to commercial artist globally recognised. I asked him what it was like to be the artist in residence at Nikki Beach. Here's what he had to say.
Like a live painting, you have all the best. You have swimming pool, you have the weather, and beautiful people, amazing. Music, everything is perfect to do a live painting in Nikki Beach, you know. So I'm very, very happy to be here in Phuket.
Can you think back to those early days of your art, that your work would take you around the world? You'd be in Biennale and now you'd be here at Nikki Beach in Phuket?
Yeah, to be honest, I never realized when I started graffiti that I'm going to be like in Nikki Beach or doing exhibition, being in the museum. When I started, it was in the streets. I was like very young. I was completely inconscient. So I was doing graffiti in the streets like a game. It was a game for me, and step by step it became like more serious. I took it more professional, and now I get paid step by step. So I'm very happy to live with my art and to make people very happy.
So many people around the world have embraced the word graffiti, not in a negative way, but have embraced the art of the artist to say graffiti is now a positive message in the world. Do you agree with that?
Yes, of course, because step by step, all the new generation and even the old generation understand the graffiti more. You know, of course, you have like more people doing graffiti, more vandalism, like make angry people, but you have also another way to do graffiti to show like it's like a real art. It's coming from the street, but we can also do canvases, sculptures, be very creative, so people understand step by step, and for us it's like the best way to show and to communicate with the people.
Do you see, when you are here in Thailand, a style of street art that you have not seen anywhere else, or is your message to Thai people, hey, try street art, it works?
Yeah, I love to tell them, okay, go in the street and paint, but it's not, I cannot tell it like this, in this way. We have to be creative in the street and give something to the people, like an exhibition in the street, like for free, you know, that nobody has to pay to see this kind of painting in the street. So what I can say to the Thailand people is like, okay, yeah, you can go in the street, but try to be very original and give something to the Thailand people that we can understand, and they are not aggressive, you know, they are not reject the graffiti. So to be positive, if it's the only way that I can say it.
Siti Pua, thank you so much for your time.
Kopkun Sorry Krab. For my English.
Magnifique.
Yeah, magnifique. Thank you. Merci, Thailand. Thank you, Nikki Beach. Thank you, everybody in Thailand. I love Thailand. I love Phuket.
He has an amazing energy. His name is Siti Fuad. You can see Siti, in fact, on Friday. He's one of the guest DJs if you are attending the White Party at Nikki Beach. His artistic elements are just remarkable. He's in the Biennale. He's in exhibitions in Beijing. He is in Manila. He's going to be in Germany. He's also an artist in residence back in his hometown of Marrakesh. If you want to know more, Seat, C-E-E-T, Fuad, F-O-U-A-D, or go to facebook.com, The Phuket News, and you can see some of his remarkable art. This is Tim on Lunch.